columns for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
We're just going to bug you until you know.
No, too soon.
It's too soon.
Come on. Tell us.
You big baby. All right. Her name is Marla. I'm seeing a woman.
That was a clip. You know, we listen to that now. Our guest joining us is Sandra Bernhard, who's coming here into town at the Westport Country Playhouse for one night only, March 12th. And Sandra, we listen to this now, and we have to remind ourselves that at the time, that made national news. People did not speak about their sexuality in terms of anything other than heterosexual married sex. And Roseanne broke a lot of barriers, and you broke a lot of barriers with your appearances as the character Nancy on that show. And I just find it so ironic that years later, Roseanne was canceled for making politically inappropriate speech or incorrect speech on her Twitter account. I mean, the ironies abound. Sandra Bernhard, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Welcome back.
Well, good morning. It's hard to follow up that intro, Lisa. I don't know really what to say after all that.
I mean, but isn't it true, though?
Yeah, the world has turned on its axis in a very surprising way. I mean, every day that you encounter where we're at culturally, you can't sort of believe that was 30 years ago, 35 years ago. I can't remember exactly when, but, you know, everything is kind of just up for grabs, from sexuality to, you know, to finally coping with racial issues. But so much is unresolved. I mean, women are still fighting for their reproductive rights. We're still fighting for our abortion rights. Gay people in Florida are now under attack by, you know, Governor DeSantis. We had a president, a de facto president, what a joke, who was crushing everybody, you know, from people of color to women to anybody who had a voice or an opinion that was, you know, forward moving or forward thinking. And now we're in the middle of a war started by, you know, a megalomaniac, and he's killing his people. And they're not his people, they're their people. And we just sit back and go, what next? I mean, you just hope and pray there isn't a world war, but I guess we're in a world war. We're just not fighting it on the ground. I don't know. Every day is a challenge for sure. And then on top of that, COVID and people's disregard for each other's, you know, safety and public safety. I don't know. I don't know where people's heads are at. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah, it boggles my mind too. Sandra, where did you spend the pandemic? Where are you? Where do you live nowadays?
New York City.
That's a good place. It's as good as any.
I mean, I felt like it was the best place because at least here, even though we were in the eye of the storm, people respected each other. We took all the precautions. There wasn't this sort of like blasé attitude and also the sort of mock rebellion against, you know, our rights, our civil rights. Well, our civil rights to protect each other from getting sick. I mean, what is that? So New York City to me is always the place to be because it really is, you know, where all the thinking people are still at their best.
We're chatting with Sandra Bernhard. She's going to be in Westport for one night only on March 12th. It's going to be a fantastic evening. Sandra, you're a mom. Your daughter was born in 98. So what does that make her, 23? Something like that?
Correct. She's 23.
And how is she, what's she doing in the world? And just tell me a little bit about, now that you have a 23-year-old, just some reflections on being a mom. I really would like to know.
Well, first of all, it's a work in progress. Being a mother is something that you never stop being unless you're just like throwing the towel and you're lazy and you just go, well, whatever. But me and my partner, Sarah, who raised Cicely with me, she's her other mother. We're still in it to win it, you know? I mean, it's a very difficult time for kids to navigate their future and work. And she's a creative person. She's an artist. She's not, you know, she didn't go to work for Goldman Sachs. So, you know, she's finding her way, but she's been very resilient during COVID. She graduated Middlebury College. It's almost 3 years ago now. And she did a beautiful job at Middlebury. And we're so proud of her. And she's tapping into her artistry and living in Brooklyn and doing her thing. You know, there are days when I know she's a little frustrated, but she really she's really dug in, and I'm very impressed by her strength and willingness to be in the world and not get brought down by it.
That's good. That's good. Is she a performing artist like you, or is she a fine artist?
No, she's a behind the scenes person.
Okay.
I don't like to talk too much in detail because, you know, it's her life, but
right.
She'll be in the film and television business, but behind the scenes, artistic things. My mother was a painter and a sculptor. So she kind of has picked up the mantle of where my mother was at, a little more, introspective, a little more of a little more shy than me, but also has her fabulous personality. So, you know, it's just great to see how all the different DNA comes together in a person and forms somebody who's so creative and original.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're chatting with Sandra Bernhardt. She's going to be at the Westport Country Playhouse on March 12th. So, Sandra, what do you find funny nowadays? Talk to me. What's funny?
Well, I mean, everything is sort of, you know, funny when you just put a different spin on it. I mean, it's sometimes I just go off on my rant because, you know, I have my own radio show once a week on Sirius Sandy.
I know. Congrats, by the way. Congrats on your Gracie win. I won a Gracie about, I guess it's now a while ago, 10, 12 years ago for my interview with Gloria Steinem. I saw that you won a Gracie
amazing.
As well. Congrats to you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was also like 5 years ago now. I mean, it kind of goes, as you know, doing any kind of a show year after year, things sort of meld together.
They
you know?
Do.
And so that was fun and exciting. And so much of it's like an incubator for me in terms of like things that are end up being funny to talk about just because of my ranting and outrage, you know, from the most mundane and quotidian to the biggest, you know, issues of the day. I managed to bring, you know, the funny sort of, you know, perspective that I've honed over the years. So, you know, the show, I'll probably kick off the evening with just talking about what's in front of us and then segue into more written pieces. And I'll be there with a very talented young keyboard player this is the first time I've worked with him because Mitch Kaplan, who I normally work with, is on the West Coast and I didn't want him to come in for one gig. But so it'll just be a really groovy, intimate, you know, topical, very personal evening. And I think people will enjoy it immensely. And I know I will.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this the first time you're doing something like this in a while?
Well, yeah, because I started off, you know, getting my shows back up again, back and running the end of September, October. I had a bunch of gigs and then I was supposed to do Joe's Pub, my annual holiday run. And like 3 days before it got canceled.
Yeah, I know.
So the rug got pulled out and I had a whole new show with the music and then this. So that was a bummer. But, you know, you just got to kind of readjust all the time right now and realize that your problems are, you know, next to, you know, minuscule compared to the global issues going
on
around us.
Totally. We're chatting with Sandra Bernhardt. She's coming into Westport at the Playhouse for one night only, March 12th. Sandra, do you think that it was unfair to have canceled Roseanne?
Well, I mean, it's hard to really talk about it without having a long, nuanced conversation. I don't know. I stand somewhere in the middle because she did so much groundbreaking. But then, you know, to sort of like stomp on your legacy with, you know, sort of hateful, negative. I mean, anytime somebody jumped the fence and went pro-Trump, it's hard to think that this is the same person who shone the light on true, you know, working class issues. I don't know. it's hard to say. I mean, maybe it's some of the more racial stuff that really got her into hot water. And I know she's not a racist. I know her. You know, she hired my friend Paul Mooney, who discovered me, you know, to write for her. But I think sometimes people have a combination of, you know, she has some emotional, mental issues. And I think that she's not always in control of her, you know, her voice and her reasoning and feelings. So I think that sometimes got in her way. And I don't know. It's a rough thing, and it's very sad. I'm very, very, very sad that it went in that direction.
My opinion is that I think that if we think that we can hold artists and their artistry to the standard of having to agree with them about their personal political philosophies, I think we're all going to be in terrible trouble. I saw the reboot of the show, and I thought it was the freshest thing since All in the Family. And I thought that it was a really great attempt by the writers to grapple with that moment in history. And we should have gone there. And it was, I thought, a detriment to American entertainment and our conversation to have pulled the show.
Well, the show went on without her,
But it wasn't the same.
But of course
it's not,
because she was the linchpin of the entire,
correct.
You know, experience. And it isn't. It's absurd. And I don't think it should have gone on without her. But, you know, these are trepidatious times for artists and other, you know, interesting people. So it's not good, and it's not easy.
No, it's not. It's not. And, you know, if you, you know, to me, I mean, I go back to what is free speech and all of that. And I just think that the punishment was unduly harsh and very knee-jerk. And only because of the content that was so offensive. I'm not saying the content was good. Believe me, I'm not defending the content. But, you know, I just thought it was a shame, because I was watching the show, and in real time, the reboot really had something to say. And I missed that.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. Well, we can go on and on about all of this, but unfortunately, we're all skating on thin ice right now for so many different reasons.
It's so
and
true.
It's a backlash on both sides. And
yes.
Yes. These are not, you know, the most creative, fun times for artists, believe me.
Sandra Bernhard, I loved you on Will and Grace, I just want to say.
Thank you.
I have been watching your career with great interest. I think you're a very gutsy lady. And I think that people have no idea of the heat that you've taken throughout your life for saying what's on your mind.
Well, you know, it comes with the territory, and I've weathered many storms, and I feel like I've done it with, hopefully, with grace and class, and continued to try to find new roads into saying what I think is important and essential about being a woman, about, you know, all the many, many, many spokes on the wheel of who I am.
Yeah. And is there something that you want to specifically talk about right now with respect to what's happening, I don't know, in Ukraine, or with respect to women's rights and abortion in the Supreme Court, that you want to address to our audience?
I think it's all there. I mean, you know, I think they should obviously pass the new Supreme Court nominee immediately without one ounce of hesitation. I think that, I mean, nobody wants to start a war, but I feel like at some point, are we going to like intervene and save Ukraine in a more, you know, physical way? I don't know. I feel like we should, but who am I to say throw everybody into harm's way? I just can't believe I don't think we're standing by, but I don't know how much the sanctions are working in terms of saving people on the ground in the Ukraine. You know, it's just, I kind of can't believe it's happening.
I can't either.
It's heartbreaking, and it's frustrating, and it's shocking. It's all of the things that, you know, and it socks everybody in the gut. Anybody with a moral conscience or, you know, emotions, it's just a daily sock in the gut, and you feel like helpless. What, and you can give money, you can speak out, but, you know, if you're not there, I mean, God bless Lindsay Addario, the photographer, who had that incredible photo on the cover of the New York Times.
You know, she's a West Porter. You know, she lives. She's from Westport. Yes, absolutely.
She's
yes.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I mean, she's in the belly of the beast.
Yes, she is.
You know, documenting these wars and these horror zones. I mean, my hat is off to somebody like that. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't have the wherewithal to do that. So it's just nice to give, you know, kudos to people who are really, really bringing, you know, the reality into our lives that we things we need to see to so we have a fuller understanding of global conflict and where we're at.
And we're very lucky to see them. One of the biggest issues on the same page as Lindsay Addario's extraordinary photo on the lower right of the fold, because I still get my paper in print.
It says,
talking to relatives in Russia, Ukrainians here, what war? What war?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, they're being, you know, all their news outlets have been gutted in Russia, so they don't know.
So they don't know.
And then
what they're told, they adamantly believe that they're fighting Nazis and they're doing the right thing, and it's crazy what they've been fed.
We're living in a topsy turvy world. That's all I can say. And I hope that I can bring some fun and, you know, spotlight some of the crazy good things that I have the knack of talking about on Saturday night.
Is that a dog or a cat?
That's my dog, George, who's, you know, he's demanding.
No, he sounds just like my dog, but I wasn't sure if it was a cat sound, because my dog sounds like that when she's being demanding.
It's unbelievable. Wait, hold on, George. There, go out. He wants out.
I totally get it.
Like so many people. Oh, my God.
So
too
many.
Much. Too much,
so
Lisa.
All right. Thanks, Sandra. Sandra Bernhardt, coming to Westport one night only, March 12th at the Playhouse. Don't miss it. Thanks for joining us today, Sandra. Have a great day.
It was a wonderful conversation. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks,
we'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.